During his single term as a United States representative, he became a wholly uneducated man, which I suppose is the reason why I know so little of our family history. The future president rued the loss of a childhood spent on his grandfather's trim and ordered farm, and worse yet, the elder Abraham's early death represented an irrecoverable severing from the old Lincoln line and its history of military service, respectable fortune-seeking, and honorable English heritage. Writing in the third person for a campaign autobiography in 1860, framing his personal history for the American electorate, he said, "By the early death of his father and very narrow circumstances of his mother, even in childhood, Thomas was a wandering, laboring boy," and described his own childhood, using a line from Thomas Gray's Elegy written in a country churchyard, as "the short and simple annals of the poor." In the same document, Lincoln also presented the death of his grandfather as the wellspring of his lifelong obsession with self-instruction. He regrets his want of education and does what he can to supply the want. Had Mordecai not shot so accurately, Thomas would have been carried off into a void. In Thomas's and Mordecai's tellings, the Indians emerge from that void, are that void. They pop out of the trees and act with the undifferentiating violence of nature, to whose embrace they return. They are without face, form, history, or agenda. No part of the story told to the future president by his father and uncle appears to have addressed why these particular Indians would have killed his grandfather and attempted to make off with Thomas. But in reality, the encounter was not sudden, nor was it one-sided or unaccountable. In 1786, Kentucky was still contested territory, a frontier fringed with a fuzzy border and suffused with a moral ambiguity that would dog the continent's expansion every mile of the way. Even by the free-for-all standards of frontier settlement, Kentucky did not really belong to anyone. The men attempting to make off with Thomas were most likely Shawnees, occupying the land across the Ohio River near where Cincinnati would soon rise, what in the 18th century they called our country. The Shawnees were the tribe of the young Tecumseh, frontline combatants in a decades-old war, renowned among whites and other Indian tribes for their fearlessness, adaptability, resolve, and physical prowess. For many years, the Shawnees had been on the move, shifting westward from river to river as they chose retrenchment and survival over a final desperate stand that might mark the end of their independence. During the quarter century before and during the American Revolution, they had fought to keep the British and then the Americans east of the Ohio River against odds that grew by the decade, odds lengthened by the lethal combination of superior guns and epidemic diseases carried by their opponents. The Shawnees viewed themselves as a people fighting less for land and honor than for freedom, a prize for which they fought in ruthless ways, burning cabins with settlers inside, defiling dead bodies, and preferring attack by ambush whenever possible, hitting hard and backing off in a cycle designed to create maximum fear and disruption while minimizing Indian losses. The Shawnees weren't bloodthirsty. On the contrary, they could demonstrate many years of gift exchange, trade relationships, and personal friendships with whites to prove their amicable, if guarded, approach. But those times were past. In the 1780s, a series of murders and depredations by white militia had devastated several riverside villages and enraged many Shawnees, who responded to the loss of a young son or daughter by an old code, one that involved taking a white child in kind and raising it as their own. This, in all likelihood, was Thomas Lincoln's intended fate. Before 1860 and his election to the presidency, Abraham Lincoln's life intersected events on the Indian frontier so seldom, just twice, in fact, that those intersections serve as a convenient pair of narrative benchmarks. The first was the death of his grandfather. The second occurred in 1832, when Lincoln, 23, volunteered as a soldier during the Black Hawk War and was elected captain of his unit, his first taste of popular...